This is the message delivered by Pastor Inoue on July 12, 2020. The message title is Meal for Life, and the scripture passage is from Book of John, chapter 6, verses 48 through 58. Today, we are about to partake Holy Communion. This communion was commanded by Jesus Christ, and it is a ceremony that has been observed by the Church for 2,000 years. For those who attend the communion service for the first time, the meaning of this ceremony might not be clear, but the communion service observed by the Church has a meaning. Today, I would like us to confirm the meaning of the communion service through the scripture. I would like to tell you the following 2 points. First, there is a life that is lost by eating. 2, there is a life that is gained by eating. Let us read the Bible first. John chapter 6, verses 48 through 58. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. So the first point, there is a life that is lost by eating. Have you ever made a mistake by eating? For example, a mistake of eating too much? If you suffer from the stomach ache by eating too much, it is an example of such a mistake that we might experience in our life. A failure in eating can risk our life sometimes. Every year, some people accidentally eat poisonous mushrooms. Ministry of Health and Forestry Agency warns us every year. Unfortunately, some cases are fatal. We normally cannot believe someone would sin or lose life because of eating, but there are some meals that can take away someone's life. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 through 6, we read, The woman said to the serpent, We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die. You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. This is a story of lost paradise of Adam and Eve. They lost their lives by eating fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Nothing was wrong in eating. The problem was that they broke the promise with God about eating. Adam and Eve heard the word of God, but they also heard the word of serpent. The serpent's word captured their hearts, and they broke the promise with God. Man was created to live with God. Without God, man cannot live. Adam and Eve listened to the serpent, and they lost many things. They lost a relationship with God, they lost the paradise, and they lost their lives. Here, I would like us to recognize that there is a life that is lost by eating. The second point, there is a life that is gained by eating. While there is a life that is lost by eating, the Bible tells us that there is a life that is gained by eating. Adam and Eve lost their physical and spiritual lives by eating. Lord Jesus Christ, however, gives us a new life. John chapter 6, verses 48 and 50. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. There are two amazing things and one fact in this passage. What is amazing is, first, Lord Jesus himself claims to be the bread of life. And second, Lord Jesus said that he came down from heaven. And one fact is that the ancestors of the Jews ate manna in the wilderness. John chapter 6, verse 31. Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. The ancestors of the Jews were given bread in the wilderness from heaven according to the book of Exodus. They survived their journey of Exodus by eating the bread from heaven called manna. And the Jews wanted to say that that was what made the Jews to be present there. However, Jesus brings up another fact to the Jews. It is the fact that their ancestors ate manna, but they still died. Where did they die? The first generation of the Exodus died in the wilderness during the journey. Why did the ancestors of the Jews have to die in the wilderness? It is because they did not trust or believe in God the Father in their hearts. The ancestors ate manna but died in the wilderness. They ate manna, which was miraculous food given by God. But they did still die. The Jews in front of Jesus also had the bread of a miracle. John chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world. In the first half of John chapter 6, the Jews had already seen Jesus' miracle of feeding 5,000 people. 5,000 people were filled with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They already had the bread of miracle. However, just as their ancestors ate the bread of miracle but still died, it was not enough for the Jews just to eat the bread of miracle alone. They needed to eat the bread of life that came down from heaven. John chapter 6, verse 51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Lord Jesus repeated two amazing messages here. One is that the Lord Jesus had come down from heaven, and the another is that he himself is the bread of life. The reaction of the Jews to Jesus' word was very human. How do we eat Jesus who is standing in front of us? Who would do such an atrocious act? What does it mean to eat human flesh? Jews had questions after questions. Their reactions were quite common, and we can understand them to some extent. But Jesus added further, John chapter 6, verse 53. Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Hearing this word, Jews' reaction was escalated. They were upset, and they could not stand listening to him any longer. Many turned back from Lord Jesus. But we need to stop to think here. Adam and Eve failed not because they ate the fruit of the tree. Their fundamental problem was they did not obey God's voice. Then they left God's presence and the paradise. The same can be said about the crowd who gathered around Lord Jesus. They ate the bread of miracle. They witnessed God's work. They heard God's voice, but they did not believe in him. They did not understand who Lord Jesus was, who was standing in front of them. John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29. Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." The Jews were thinking how to eat the flesh and to drink the blood of Jesus. But what they really needed was to believe in Lord Jesus. What is needed to do God's work is to listen to God's voice and to believe in him. When one believes in God's word, a further surprise awaits him. John chapter 6, verses 56 and 57. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me." Here's an amazing experience that is given to the one who eats the bread of life. That is, the believer stays in Lord Jesus, remains in Lord Jesus, while Lord Jesus remains in him. This is about the unity between Lord Jesus and the believer. In a theological term, it is called union with Christ. Some theologians say this is to be made one with Christ. In any case, there is no better word than what the Lord Jesus said. As we read in verse 57, it is to live because of Jesus. Life given by Lord Jesus is such an amazing thing. We are given a life being connected with Christ and united with him. There is no end in this life on top of that. John chapter 6, verse 58. "This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." Those who eat the bread of life live by Christ. The path begins when we believe in Lord Jesus. and there is no end to it. This is an amazing promise. Are we trying to understand this promise in our head, or do we believe in this promise and to live? What the Lord Jesus wants from us is to believe it and to live in it, rather than trying to understand in our head. Today, we are about to take the grace of the Holy Communion. We are invited to the place of grace called Lord's Table or Lord's Supper. What is important is not in the act of eating itself, but to eat and to believe. Jewish ancestors ate manna but died in the wilderness. It was because they did not believe or trust in God. The same is examined when we partake the communion. Are you going to eat and to be united with Lord Jesus? Are you going to eat and to live by Lord Jesus? Are you going to eat and to believe in Lord Jesus? Let us eat and believe in Lord Jesus. Let us eat and be united with Lord Jesus and to live by the Lord. Let us pray.